Hello, this is Susan Smith-Nash, and I'm here to talk to you a little bit about how to get the most from video in your online course. Video appears in many forms in e-learning, and it can be a little confusing to know how and when you, as an e-learner, can use it to help get the most out of your learning experience, your e-learning experience. You're likely to encounter a wide array of video in your courses, and it may be hard to determine how you're supposed to approach the content. In a well-designed online course, video will usually reinforce content, and it's content that you're getting from other places and other sources within your course. For example, you might be covering the same content in your text, also in online readings, and in downloadable form in video. So each format and each way of presenting content is designed to accommodate different learner preferences. How you are to use the videos can be clearly indicated. However, in some courses, it will not be quite as evident how and why you're supposed to use the information. In that case, the best approach to video is to use the following procedure. Step 1. Go into your course. That seems like an obvious one, right? Well, go into your course and review the location of the contents. Then, step 2, review the objectives and the learning outcomes. Then step 3, make a list of the key learning concepts or key terms. Step 4, watch the video. Make mental notes. Even jot down notes on a piece of paper. Think about how the video, what you're watching, connects to the course content and the outcomes. Step 5, return to the list of key concepts. Then review the work you're supposed to do for the unit. Think of how the material for the unit relates to the key concepts, and then how you are supposed to use it in completing the required work. Finally, in step 6, share your thoughts on the video on the discussion board with fellow students. So, of course, watching films and videos is convenient. It's also entertaining. Further, all of us are familiar with the documentaries and educational programs from PBS, the Discovery Channel, A&E, the History Channel, and so on. However, if you do not watch the videos in a proactive way with thoughts of how the material directly relates to your course and the expected performance, you're likely to miss out significantly. Instead, you'll fall into the most common trap, which is to approach the activity in a passive way. Here are specific approaches to types of video you're likely to encounter in your online course. Scenes from movies. So if you're supposed to watch scenes from movies, first of all, before you even get into them, review the unit and the topics. Take notes, jot down the movie, the director, the year. Then write down specific concepts from the course that you see illustrated in the video. For example, you may be taking a leadership course, and one of the units could deal with developing an organizational vision. You may be asked to watch a scene from Field of Dreams, and then to describe how it illustrates how a vision is developed, takes roots, and is implemented. Finally, anticipate test questions or the kind of work you'll be asked to do. How would you incorporate the information from the movie? The key to success is to actively analyze the film and make connections. Animated PowerPoints. PowerPoint presentations are effective when they help you organize the knowledge from the course and to distill it as you develop schema that will help you retrieve the information and also manipulate it. Again, the best approach is to engage in active learning. Jot down the bullet points, then put reference places in the notes, texts, and other courses. Just put post-it notes, whatever, that connect the categories and bullet points. Also, think of the discussion board questions you'll have to answer and think of how they relate to the PowerPoints. Another one is textbook-provided video clips. Your instructor may or may not make full use of these. Although they can be very useful, the videos on your course website or in the textbook-provided video can be a distraction, particularly if the information is supplemental and directly related to the outcomes as laid out in the learning objectives. In this case, be very careful to review the course outcomes and familiarize yourself with the discussion board questions and the required work. Keep focused. Do not allow yourself to spend too much time on material that is not central to the course. Professor-generated snippets. Now, while these might simply be feel-good snippets that help you feel connected to the professor, and they motivate you by making you have a sense of, like, affiliation, they are still very important. Yes, they can be motivated, and yes, they can help you overcome your natural reticence in contacting the professor. The snippets from your professor can be invaluable, too, in giving insight into specific course elements and guidance in prioritizing the material that you're supposed to be covering. Student-generated snippets. You may be encouraged to post a brief video of yourself in the discussion area, or you may be asked to produce video as a partial fulfillment of the requirements of the course. The snippets can be wonderful in developing a spirit of cooperation and mutual trust and support. They can also be fun to produce. In any case, be sure to avail yourself of all opportunities to use the latest technologies. You'll have fun, be challenged, and in the meantime, you will acquire useful skills. These are just a few of the ways that you can get more out of your e-learning experience by plunging into the world of online videos. I believe we're on the edge of a huge breakthrough in terms of using and posting videos as services become easier to use and compression and downloading techniques are improved. Hope you've enjoyed this. I've put a link to an example of a professor-generated snippet on the website. It's something I did, and it kind of relates to the history of technological innovation in America and the Erie Canal. So thank you for listening, and this is Susan Smith Nash. You've been listening to eLearners.com.